If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Yeah, thank you. And I was listening to the Bob Surratt Show on this radio station the other morning, and this happened.
I'm not the only one really looking forward to seeing the new Superman movie. It's out this weekend, is it?
Comes out this Friday is the official opening day. The new Superman himself is a 32-year-old actor named David Cornsweet.
Wait, did he say
Cornsweet?
Well, that sounds like we need to hear from Chicago's very own Superman to talk about it.
Yes, it's an interesting issue.
The unmistakable voice of Tom Skilling, who shares his thoughts about
Cornsweet.
Right after I thank the Chevy Silverado for sponsoring us today. There's never been a better time to put a Silverado in your toolbox. Find out how at ChevyDrivesChicago.com. Okay, corn sweat. Tom says it's a real thing.
They figure that an acre of corn will release about 4,000 gallons of water to the atmosphere at the height of the growing season per day.
And we're growing a lot more corn than we used to, but we are not blaming farmers for our perspiration problems in Chicago.
This is in no way critical of our farmers or anything else. You know, our farmers do an amazing job.
In fact, he says the humidity that causes our sweat comes from a lot of sources, lakes, rivers, soil, and especially the Gulf of Mexico.
Oh, yeah. 70% of the rain and snow that we get in Chicago, as well as the humidity of the air, comes out of the Gulf of Mexico.
Still, we are not dismissing corn and other crops as contributors to not only our sweat, but also some of our bad weather.
You know, one of my colleagues did an analysis of that record-setting flood in the summer of 76. It was a year after all the heat wave deaths. That was the 17-inch rain, the all-time record for the state of Illinois. And they concluded, Steve, as I recall, that 75% of the moisture that was involved in that horrific cloudburst was the product of transpired moisture from crops. So, you know, it's a big issue around here, no question.
Tom Skilling, he's our Superman. On the food calendar, it's National, oh, go ahead and sing along if you want, it's National Pina Colada Day. I'm Steve Alexander. That's the business of food and
corn sweat
on 720 WGN.